Welcome to My Wild Magic with me, your host, Adrienne Cobb. Join me on a journey back home to your truest self in this inspiring, enlightening, and entertaining show. After a near-death experience in a car crash at 15 years old, I made a choice to stay and brought back with me three simple truths that I found from the other side. Love is all there is. Our time is over here quicker than we think. And we all have a purpose, a soul blueprint to fulfill. On this show, you will find a higher purpose, a creative expression, and unique soul attributes that you can bring forth into this world. Stay tuned with me for the next hour and find your higher purpose on My Wild Magic, starting now. Hello, everyone. You are on My Wild Magic with Adrienne on Transformation Talk Radio. And today we have a really awesome guest on today. We have Kate Rose, and she is a healer with extraordinary gifts. She works with Reiki, a combination of Reiki, tapping, which is a method, we'll ask her a little bit about it, but tapping things out of your body. And the big thing I'm really curious about is the angelic quantum healing. So welcome, Kate.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be with you this afternoon.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, you even kind of have a whole angelic look going for you, actually. So anybody who's watching on Zoom, you even got the look to go with the skill. So nice. Yeah.
Thank you. I have a brilliant stylist, so she's put me all together. So a little less hidden today.
Okay. So how would you describe the work you do with people? Like, really, I guess to start with, how did you get started in this, really?
So my journey started 15 years ago, really. And it started with a prayer that I literally remember where I was, and it was the darkest moment. And I was just like, okay, God, I'm going to try this one more time. And if you want me to see 30, send help. And then just everything started to change. And then I sort of, it's almost like it's just been getting narrower and narrower and narrower over these last few years. So, but really about 3 years ago, I had started to study Reiki in the last, you know, 7-8 years. And then I had brain surgery 3 years ago, and that really shifted everything. So,
Nothing like a little brain surgery to spice things up in our life and connect us straight on into the divine, right?
Exactly. I just did it for the street cred. I just wanted to celebrate it. Exactly. But right. It did, you know, it just awakened my vision in such a different way. And I, you know, similar to you, really was aware of that choice, that agreement that I made to stay here. And if I was going to stay, what my life would look like. I was in, you know, luxury retail management for years and always in a business mode. And it just wasn't, you know, conducive to my energy and to my healing and my space. And so I'm just made a lot of changes in this last few years. And now I'm doing this, you know, all the time, working with people and teaching and sharing as much as I can. And it feels much better for me. And then I'm super grateful to be able to help people. But that was really the track of my journey. And I had, like many people, you know, you hear about Reiki kind of everywhere, but once I experienced it and started to get more into it, it has changed my life in a way that nothing else has. And I love Reiki because you can look it up and, you know, it's Googleable and people can, but then my intuitive, you know, my own intuitive infusion of it, the work I do with angels and, you know, my guides and whoever I'm working with, it's like my guides and their guides are getting together for coffee. You know, I'm just a little translator. And right. So it really.
Yeah. Seeing what you're saying about the Reiki, because, you know, I did have a car accident when I was 15 and it did create a near-death experience. And that, you know, I do remember the light and the angels and coming back in, but I really, I was 15 at the time. So I really didn't get into using it till a little bit later. Like first, there's just that shock of whatever's gone on in your life, the life-changing stuff. Right. And, it was actually when I was, you know, right around probably 17, I was working at a health food store, 17, 18, I was working at a health food store and I saw this ad, you know, kind of like on the board of the health food store about Reiki.
And it was actually through the Reiki that it caused more of the awakening of the intuitive gifts when I was more ready to kind of come in to whatever occurred. And that energy is fascinating. I think that Reiki is just an amazing tool for raising consciousness. It actually puts more oxygen in the cells of your body. Nurses have done a lot of studies with it, like, because even the nursing community is quite open to it now. And it's very Japan, which is one of its origins. I mean, I think it really kind of goes back more to the Tibetan, maybe 10,000 years old, you know, sutras. But when Dr. Asui rediscovered it in, I don't know when it was, sometime in the early, I don't know, maybe 40s, 20s, something like that. You know, being Japanese, people think it's mostly Japanese, you know, by its very nature, but it does have this interesting kind of awakening energy. And I know when I initiate people into Reiki, usually there's your other guides, your other energies will want to ride in on the Reiki. So when I got attuned and initiated, it caused this awakening. And then it's like, just almost like, boom, everything opened all at once.
Yeah.
You know, everything that's been stored in you, everything you were born to do and had a gift for, it's like sometimes Reiki can be that type of an initiation for people. So I love getting to connect with you on that as well.
Yeah, me too. Because it really is. It's the funnel for everything that we've already, like you said, anything that wants to be awakened, it is the invitation to remember ourselves, really.
Well, and I'm just kind of thinking it through here for a moment, because there is a universal ray. It's its own universal ray, right? But then now that I'm just thinking about it, talking to you, I had never put it together before. Reiki is considered a universal ray. And I usually think of Reiki as one of just an infinite number of rays that can come in, which is probably somewhat true. But now I'm like thinking of it in terms of this big universal ray of light that can download frequencies into you. And Reiki is kind of coming in from that universal ray. So whatever you most need in that moment is kind of what it does.
Right.
But it's part of this universal ray. I don't know. Just like all of a sudden I did some neurofeedback earlier. So my brain's working a little bit better. And I'm like, the synapse is finally happening.
It's so true, because Reiki is intuitive. It knows where to go.
It's like a universal way would.
Yeah. When in my training, and even in a traditional, they talk about kind of moving your way down the body. And then, but I also did some Hands of Light, the training where you start at the feet.
And that's Hands of Light, Barbara.
And but for me, I literally, and I hesitate in calling myself a channel, but it's a channeled work. And so as soon as I'm tuned in, it's just like, you go wherever the person needs it, wherever their little soul is calling out, like, pay attention over here. Then that's where you go.
Well, and Reiki also, I love it because it works on the physical, the mental, the emotional, the spiritual bodies. So it can go to any one four bodies. Like a lot of my physical issues will tend to stem more from an emotion. You know what I mean? For some people, it might be something etheric or something mental or whatever, but mine tend to be emotional most of the time, you know? So it will be whatever's needed. But on top of that, I also do love it. It's very easy. Like, I think people get a little thrown because with Reiki, usually you go to school to learn something, then you get certified. And with Reiki, it's the opposite. You get initiated, which takes all the 15, 20, 30 minutes tops. Right. And then you get initiated. Here's your certificate. Go do your thing. And the energy does train you. And there's really, even though there is books and videos and symbols and stuff for Reiki, it really is just doing it hands-on that makes the difference. It seems like you have to do it. And some people have intuitive flair. And I know that in working with you, the other thing about the Reiki is if people are doing soul coach type work, like you are, it feels like the Reiki, I know in working, doing a session with you, that the Reiki was flowing. So as the angels are bringing stuff up and we were moving through stuff, the Reiki was having very calming, healing energy at the same time. So whether it's hands-on or just talk therapy, or we were actually by phone two states away. You know, it's quite a beautiful, I mean, that in of itself, we could just talk on and on and on about. It's just the Reiki itself. Yeah.
There's no time or space. So it just connects however it's, you know, the web of light that we're all on just connects
do you,
it.
Do you find that when you're working with the Reiki that there are certain guides that come in specifically with the Reiki, like certain guides, or do you find that it's just more of a ray of light or angels? Like, how do you notice that?
Ooh, what a fun question. I love that. Because for me, it really does feel all encompassing. So it almost, it does feel like I'm in this tube of like a white, gold, silver light is sort of how I feel it and picture it. And then, and it's very angelic. So I can really feel the presence of particular angels stepping forward. And then it will depend on whoever I'm working with, what they're, you know, what they're bringing to it, because their energies and their guides are obviously, you know, their own. And so it's different every time, which is cool. But I always feel that I'm in this light tube that's fully encompassing me.
Got it, So going back over to the brain tuber conversation for a moment, I feel that opening happened because you had a brain tumor that kind of was there changing your brain. Do you think it happened from the surgery because you're out of your body and you're opening? Do you think it happened afterward because it was a soul or a karmic experience? Like, what do you think? Because some people have brain tumors or car accidents or whatever, and they don't necessarily have an awakening. What do you think created like an awakening for you? Like, I mean, sometimes we're just born knowing we're going to, and that was just a catalyst, but.
Right. I think for me, it was, there was so much that happened right before I went into the surgery. When I found out about my brain tumor, it was all very sudden. Like, the doctor was like, you have to have this removed right away. And I was like, okay, great. You know, this was maybe late April of 2019. And I was like, all right, how's February? Like, that's usually a slow time in retail. And he's no, next week. And I literally said, I was like, oh, I start a new job next week. And he just shook his head and he's like, no, you don't. And I was like, wait. Wow. And then it started to really click in. And I went home and I had this really deep, deep meditation. And, you know, sometimes my instinct would have been to like ask people for their opinion. And it was very clear at this point that it was just going to be like, literally it was like, okay, like I could feel God being like, it's you and me, kid. It's just us. And I had a vision and the message was, it was like, if you could go, I guess my guides are, you know, they use some real practical, but they showed me Central Park. I was in New York at the time. It was like, there's a lot of ways to get through this park. There's a lot of ways to get around the park. But if we know the shortcut, can you just let us walk you? Can you just let us walk you straight through? And I was like,
yeah, shortcuts are definitely the key.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to go to a break. We'll be right back and we'll catch up on that story. So please stay tuned so we can finish this really cool story.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off. You're killing it in the mom game. But did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to Boss Up Babes, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365DailyHustle.com.
Have you ever asked yourself, I thought I resolved that issue? I'm Dr. Kathy Charkaloff, author of Finding My Way Home to Who I Really Am, and I'm here to remind you that you deserve a future filled with happiness designed exclusively by you. Each chapter will guide you through the steps of rediscovering and valuing yourself for a meaningful life. Get it now on Amazon or my website, lifeesteem.com. That's lifeesteem.com.
Oh, self-care can be so much fun. And it's not just about bubble baths, but instead about prioritizing the wholeness of who you are without it taking a lot of time out of your day. I'm Claudia Sam, your soul connection coach, host of the Be Happy Now show. I invite you to put yourself at the top of the to-do list without guilt. Join me in the Soul Connector Circle community, Get daily pocket coaching and support to stay on track. Go to soulconnectorcircle.com and use the discount code RADIO.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
Welcome back. All right. We are talking to Kate Rose, and she does intuitive readings with people. She does Reiki, tapping, angelic quantum healing. We're just kind of getting a good foundation of what really sort of brought her into this journey for her. I think everybody's journey is a little bit unique. And for Kate, it was the uniqueness of a brain tumor. So Kate, you were just telling us how you had to basically kind of not ask for guidance outside of you, but the night before surgery, you were really having to go inward and just kind of, you know, just between you and coming home to God kind of talk. So
yeah,
what happened?
So it was, I have a friend who said, when she's asking for messages, she'll say, write it in crayon, you know? So it was one of those moments where I was like, God, let me make no mistake. Like, this has to be such a clear, clear message. Cause I was terrified to have my head cut open. And I am so holistically that I just couldn't imagine any kind of Western medicine, you know, but it's all part of it. You know, there's room for all of it. And so I did have like a very clear request, and I went into a deep meditation and just got so many visions of, God walking me across Central Park, like just this. And I was surrounded by angels and light. And it was just like, we know this shortcut. And then that night, a dear friend of mine who had passed away, I dreamt that I walked into the operating room, and he literally turned around and he was like, are you ready? And I was like, okay. And so I woke up and I was going to do the surgery. And after I woke up from the surgery anesthesia, like all I could see, it was as I was, I don't know, maybe it was even during it, it was just gardens everywhere. Like just, and so when I woke up, I could see things differently. I'm blind on my, right side. And that was what had started me looking into what was going on, was that I was going blind. And I just remember when my eyes opened, just the vibrancy of what I could see, even though I had no vision on one side, colors looked different and everything. The dear friend who was with me, you know, helping to take care of me, she had something in her hand, and I was like, oh my God, what is that? And she was like, an orange, but I had just never seen that color before. You know, it was so. Wow.
And is that color frequency, that unique capacity to see more vibrant, does that stay with you, or is it kind of just
like every now and then I'll see, and I'm just like, oh my gosh, what color is that? And it's just like that, like even the ocean looks different. Everything looks different still. And I know it because every now and then I'll see a picture and I'm like, I'll remember that moment. And I'm just like, there was no way it looked like that before. So I think that was when I just really woke up, and it had, you know, I had like many healers, a traumatic, you know, some childhood traumas and things that, you know, you get further and further away from who we are here to be. Mm-hmm. And so it was really, even though I had already started some of this work, and even though I had already, you know, I had my Reiki mastery, but everything, it was like, it just all clicked. And it was finally like, oh, this is day one. And just everything changed after that. So it was a super, super blessing.
And do you find with your, the colors, with physical objects, did it also open up your inner vision in terms of aura, nature, spirits, anything else too?
Yes. Everything. Well, Because one of the things that the, you know, they tell you about all the scary, you know, possibilities, like that I could be blind completely after I came out, you know, I had the best doctor in the world, I am sure. But before I went in, I remember taking things in because I thought, what if this is the last time, like they said I could lose my sight and then also my sense of smell and taste because the tumor was just right there. Just right on the front. And so I remember really being conscious those couple of days before of like, you know, what if this is the last time I can taste this? What if this is the last time I can smell these flowers? I would be on the
talk about gratitude, man. That was like a rush of gratitude.
Whoa. Yeah. And it must have been such a space of grace because I didn't have any like anger about like, oh, I better not lose this. I was just like, okay, if this is going to be it, this is what I want to remember. This is, and I was just imprinting it, which is truly divine work because that's not something my human self would know to do, you know? So, but then afterwards it was like, I see people differently. I never really saw auras before. And I can really, it all happened sort of at the same time for me. What I see here since it all kind of is in the same thing, but the clairvoyance was never my strong suit before the tumor. And so I see everything just very, very differently now.
And you see on the inner levels as well. Like in other words, you see colors in the physical world more, yeah, you know, vibrantly, higher vibration. And then you see somebody's auric field or energy around things. But then on the inner levels, it also woke up your ability to see maybe angels more clearly or other guides and beings more clearly too. Did you have that gift before, or is that something that kind of awakened more after?
It did awaken more. I would say that I could, for my whole life, I would really say I had a sense of something.
Yeah.
And then as I shifted out of my darker days into my, you know, my more spiritual self, when I came back to it, I was like, okay. And then I really, my clairaudience got stronger and stronger, and I could just like, okay, I would get a little message and I would pay attention to what I could hear. And then afterwards, after the surgery, it was like the whatever sight I lost was just renewed, you know, 1,000-fold through spirit, which was really incredible. And so, and 'cause now it feels like almost sometimes it's even like a little bit, it sounds so crazy to say, but like an X-ray vision, because I can sort of see, like, I really
power,
can see,
yeah,
if my heart is hurting or if they're, you know, if their head, like, it's just like, I'm like, oh, something's going on there. 'Cause it's like a little light up. But like I said, it's like their little soul is like, right here, pay attention to me. And so that's, then that's where I can tune into. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
And you find it also works with, animals, plants.
Yeah. It really, especially little animals, it really does feel like all forms of life it shifted for me in such a cool, cool way. And even after the first, like even before my surgery, my energy, just after the Reiki attunement, my initial attunements, I remember one time, and I was just on one of my, you know, runs, and like three dogs just came from across the park, just running at me, like for my attention, which I was never like a super dog person. And I was like, oh my gosh, it was like they could feel me, like my energy had connected with them in a different
wow,
way. So
cool.
It was like super fun, but yeah, kept on going after that.
With the Reiki being kind of a foundation, maybe sort of an opening to somebody's energy field, you know, kind of a foundation, right? Then you also do tapping. So if people didn't know what tapping was, tell us a little bit about what tapping is and if you got trained or what happened with that.
So tapping came a little bit, I did tapping years ago and it was fine, but I didn't have this feeling about it. And then just recently, in the last year or two, it was actually something my mother and I were estranged for a period of time. And it's, first of all, so good to be back connected with her. But that was something that she had really gotten into during our, you know, time apart. And so she had really just such great, you know, energy around it and results with it that I started to look into it more. And she would tap with me. And I really realized, you know, as we said earlier, that sometimes that emotional stuff can take over. Like that's real. Like if I have, you know, if I feel pain or whatever, like I know that it's connected to something emotional, and that's great to be able to clear it. The Reiki is wonderful to clear it, but then I would find physically, you know, stuff gets trapped in our bodies in a way that the energy can't just clear out on its own. Like we are here having a physical experience, our physical body is having something go on. And the way that it really gets released is there's points, you know, you start on the little, they call it the karate chop point on the hand, and you just start to, you're breaking the energy up in the physical self, but you're doing it with a reprogramming. So you're actually speaking out loud while you're tapping. And so you could be tapping with somebody, but so you're starting off and you're just like, oh gosh, even though I am so devastated or I'm so angry, or it could be like, I'm so tired or it can really be anything. Even though I, you know, ate too much for lunch and I feel ashamed about it, whatever it is, you start to break it up. And so you're like saying, even though whatever it is, you're like, but I'm going to choose to love and accept myself anyway. I'm going to choose to honor that this is how I feel in this moment. And then you start to, as you're tapping through the points on the body, you know, so you're just moving through these different points on your body, and it starts to break it up, and because, you know, I think because I'm able to channel this angelic energy and the, like, it's coming in as whatever I or the person needs to hear in that moment. Like, mm-hmm. you know, we don't hide from our angels or our guides or the divine. Like it's all energy is real. Like if you're angry, it's not like you're hiding it from anybody. You know, mm-hmm. even somebody who doesn't think of themselves as intuitive or, you know what, if you're at the grocery store, I mean, the world we're living in, you can feel it when somebody, you know, zooms into the car spot next to you and you're like, ooh, something's going on over there. Like we just all feel it.
Yeah.
So it is easier to call it out for what it is so that there's no, you know, there's no shame in it. And you just let it get looser and looser and looser, move it on out. Yeah. You don't need it. It's like a dust buster for the, you know what I mean?
We're going to go to a quick break, and when we get back, maybe we'll do a tapping with everybody. They can focus on something and we'll run through that.
Oh, awesome. Great idea.
Stay tuned, and we will do a little tapping when we get back.
Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Tune in to Transformation with Martinet every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Martinet and her guests are here shining their lights today through empowering stories of hardship and transformation. Begin to see your life in a new light. Visit MartinetEmmons.com and tune in every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific to Transformation with Martinet.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to the hit show, Us, Critical Conversations on the Challenges of Our Time, with me, Dr. Crystal Lee Crane, on TransformationTalkRadio.com every fourth Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific. Listen while we focus on the intersections of truth and justice as we learn how to coexist, pushing our social transformation to the next level. Become true stewards of the justice that is needed in our world. Learn more at PreventionAgenda.org. That's PreventionAgenda.org.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion, with me, Carrie Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnudsenSpeaks.com.
Right. Thank you so much for sticking with us here. We are with Kate Rose. And Kate, if somebody wanted to get in touch with you to do more Reiki, tapping, angelic quantum healing, which we're fixing to talk about in just a minute, how could they get in touch with you?
Right now, if you go to my website, which is roseinlight.com.
Spell that for us real quick.
R-O-S-E-I-N-L-I-G-H-T. So it's Rose in Light, my last name in Light. And if you go there now, the site is still a little bit under construction, but there's just a direct link. It'll just email me directly if you click on it. So, and then I can give you all of the information that you need. So
that's great. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you work with people internationally because you can do it all by phone basically, or by Zoom or whatever. So it doesn't have to be in your area, which is the California area. So yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's great too, to be able to work with people from all over the world. It's so fascinating.
It is. Yeah. It's interesting watching different.
Yeah.
So with the tapping, let's give it a try. Let's give it a whirl. And,
let's see.
Yeah. Have people kind of tune into anything that they might be processing right now, any kind of issue?
Any kind of issue. So we'll do it in a general sense. So it's like, let's just do it this way. So we're going to start on the karate chop point of the hand. And it's just like, even though I have a lot of feelings right now.
And they can say it out loud to themselves.
Say it out loud, yeah. And it is good to say it out loud because it really does break it up. So even though I'm having a lot of feelings right now, even though I'm not sure what these feelings are, even though I'm feeling a lot about the world and I'm feeling emotional, even though I'm feeling a little lost, even though I'm feeling, I don't even know. I choose to honor that that is how I feel. I choose to honor that that's how I feel and love myself anyway. And then you go to the eyebrow point. Even though I'm having so many feelings, even though these feelings are confusing, and then you go to the side of the eye, even though these feelings are confusing under the eye, even though these feelings are wild, under the nose. I'm not sure what to make of them right now. Chin. I don't know if I have the space for this. Then the collarbone here. There's nowhere for these feelings to go. Under the arm. But maybe if I just am aware that I have feelings, top of the head, I can let these feelings just be. Eyebrow point. I don't need to name them. I just have them. Side of the eye. I just have them. And under the eye, maybe being aware is enough. Under the nose, I'm aware that I have feelings. Chin. I'm a human. Humans have feelings. Collarbone. Calling it just a feeling doesn't make it as scary. Under the arm. It's actually kind of funny if I think about it. Top of the head. Like a feeling is just really a word. I don't have to be scared of it. Eyebrow point. Wow, I'm catching my breath. Side of the eye. Whew. Taking a deep breath really feels good right now. Under the eye. Maybe that's enough to just breathe right now. Under the nose. To not be in judgment of myself. Chin. Breathing. Collarbone. In awareness and space and love. Under the arm. Because I am enough. Top of the head. In this moment, I am enough. Eyebrow point. Being here is enough. Side of the eye. Whew. Yeah. I can just let this be. And then under the eye, I am bigger than this feeling. Under the nose, I don't have to be afraid of my feelings. Chin, I just get to be aware of them. And collarbone, because I'm enough just as I am. Under the arm, I have earned my right to just be. Top of the head. So I'm just gonna be. Today, just for this moment, just for this day, I'm just gonna be. I'm gonna take a nice deep breath in and release.
Wow. Yeah, so, I felt the shift with that. And I don't know if you noticed what she did, but yeah. She starts out a lot of times when we're doing tapping, we're starting out with kind of the feeling that's like an anxiety for us. It's kind of triggering mm-hmm. us, whatever that heightened emotion is, it's kind of unpleasant. And you just accept it, say it, allow it, accept it, say it, unconditionally love it, love yourself. But you'll notice that when you're doing the tapping, it will start to take the charge off. And as it takes the charge off of your energy field, I notice that a lot of times I'll do this when I'm in the shower in the mornings. I usually wake up emotional. And if I wake up emotional, I'll do this when I'm in the shower. And usually within 2-3 minutes, just like what you did, 2-3 minutes, I will feel like my whole mood has shifted. And you know, it just frees it up. And before long, my thoughts, which is what you did, your thoughts will very naturally start going to a more positive thought. As you mm-hmm. give space to the negative emotion, you don't judge it. You tap it through the cells of your body. Yeah. It's positive. And so it's called EFT, Emotional Freedom Technique. And there is also some ways that you can, if you're interested in tapping, there's the Tapping Solutions, which is that whole group. There's World Tapping Circle with Sonia Sophia. Yeah. Uh-huh. She's really great. She's out of Austin and she has a kind of a donation based class every Monday night at 6 Pacific where she does hers. Then there's also an app that you were talking about.
That's the Tapping Solution.
Tapping Solution.
Yeah. Jessica Ortner. She and her brother, whose name is escaping me at the moment, but Jessica Ortner, I really, really love her stuff.
Yeah, me too. I like her stuff too. I've seen her videos and really tapping is for people who are emotionals and they're impasse, which the My World Magic, the show that we do works a lot with impasse. Tapping is an amazing way for impasse to have a way to process their emotions and not just spend hours or days in them, but to tap them out 2-3 minutes, reset your system and go about your day without getting stuck there. And then I'm assuming that when you're working with people individually, because I've had people talk me through it, just like what you did. And it's really nice to have somebody as part of a healing session, help you to kind of do the tapping. Now, when you're working with people by phone, do you do the tapping with them? Do you do it vicariously for them? Do you get them to
it feels they're going to get any time. And this seems like a good time to say this because we all have these gifts inside of us. We all are intuitive. We all are like all of us have it. It's just, you know, the journey to get there. And so whenever somebody really is tuning in to themselves, like I'm happy to do it and you will get those results. But if you really do it on yourself, for yourself, even in a Reiki session, you want to be engaged in your highest self. Like yeah. I'm not a guru. I don't trust any, I wouldn't trust anybody who's like, I'm the way, I'm the answer. You know, that was a Jesus, that's fine. But you have to be engaged in your own healing, because that really is how you're going to.
Well, as human beings, that's the journey, right? And so it sounds yeah. like you help give people tools to bring them back to be able to process their emotions and their life through Reiki, through tapping, through the angelic quantum healing. But you're also getting their soul to kind of do the work with you. So,
yeah, they have to.
Excuse me.
Oh, bless you.
Tapping, just like
all that energy.
Bring that that's energy right on up.
Yeah, let it go. So
now, how did you get involved? We got about 3 minutes before break. So how did you get involved with the angel quantum healing part of it?
So it really, I had had a Reiki session done in like around Christmas of 2016. And it took me a while to start to have the time and energy to look further into it. But as I was looking for something, there was this cute little bookshop, crystal shop that I liked in New York. It was called Namaste. And they would do workshops. And so I looked at their Reiki, and then they had something that stood right out, and it said angelic quantum healing. And I was like, well, that sounds like something I really want to know
more about.
Sounds
super fun. Yeah.
I mean, what is that? And so I showed up, and it was like a two-part workshop, very similar to Reiki in the attunement process, where it's kind of like, here, now go. And, but the things that came that night, like it was really the man who, names just don't want to be in my head today. I'll look them up on the next break and share it. But it was this man and his wife, and they had put together this workshop, and they were calling in the energy of Archangel Metatron. And it was like angels, but it was a little more cosmic than anything I had really worked with before. Yeah. But the energy was so expansive and inclusive. And the visions I had were definitely more, I'm going to say galactic, because it was like angelic, and but it was like stars and universes and things that I had never really experienced before. And I was like, oh, this is going to be good.
Hang on just a second. We got to go to a break, but we'll be right back with Archangel Metatron and that galactic burst of energy. And we're going to have an experience with that too when we get back. So stay tuned.
Are you passionate about impacting social change or working towards anti-racism as a society? Are you willing to deconstruct your innermost thoughts, ideas, and beliefs about racism? Then Inflection Point Podcast, Cultivating Change from the Inside Out, is the show for you. Join Anita Russell, Mavis Bauman, and Gail Hunter in open, honest, and deliberate conversations every first and third Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune into The Life Strategy Show with your life strategy mentor, Lolita Smith, and say yes to bringing prosperity and success to your future right here and right now. Life is a picture of your mind, and Lolita is here to help you imagine it. Say goodbye to the strings of the past that have been holding you back for far too long. Rise up with Lolita and say yes to the solutions, prosperity, and unlimited possibility. Visit LifeStrategyMentor.com. That's LifeStrategyMentor.com.
Have you been on life's roller coaster trying to figure out what to do next? Then join Greta, Lee, Yvonne in the Realm of Beings each Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shake the dust off your wings and fly to the highest heights in your thoughts and actions. Express your greatness. Be a champion for yourself. And we'll see you there on Shifting Impressions Conversations with the Realm of Beings.
Welcome back. All right. So if anybody is interested in checking out more about their soul blueprint, different quests that I offer, my weekly Hearts on Fire meditation, please go to mywildmagic.com. Again, that is mywildmagic.com. You can check out different things I offer, including personal sessions. If you're interested in working with Kate to do an angelic quantum healing session with Reiki and tapping and intuitive work, you can reach her at her website at Rose in Light.com and check her out. And her website is under construction, but you can get in touch with her through there until it is up and running and all pretty and fixed up.
Yeah.
Okay. So you were talking to us about the angelic quantum healing.
Yeah.
So and how just, you got exposed to it. And
right. And my experience was just, for lack of a better way to put it, super cosmic. Like that's how it felt, where it was just like different, interdimensional, like different. It didn't feel, you know, angels, I think often you kind of think about, you know, just light and it's very soft, like the angelic quantum healing attunement felt definitely more cosmic. It felt otherworldly, for a lack of a better way to put it. And now, like, you know, a session with me, like, so somebody doesn't call me and say, hey, I would like to do, you know, Reiki, or I'd like to do angelic quantum healing, or I'd like to do, it's all intuitive. So it's like a session is, you know, people can write a little bit about what they want to work on and we'll start to tune in. And whoever I'm working with is ultimately the architect of our session together, but it goes, the energy goes where it wants to. It is all intuitive. So it's like, okay, we got to tap first, because you need to break some of this energy up in your body. Or it might start with a little, you know, meditation just to clear things out. And then we move into, you know, what the angels and guides are saying. Sometimes it's just more Reiki and it feels like an energetic spa treatment. So it really depends. But the angelic quantum healing I felt was something that that I stopped seeing angels as just like really like just little polite little thing, like it, maybe that's not the right word, but it really made it so that the angels were a force bigger than me. Does that make sense? It was like, yeah. That was really when I got to be like, oh, I'm here, and angel energy is like, cool. Like it just was so much bigger than like, oh, here's my little guardian. Like I started to see, you know, Archangel Michael, but then I could really envision and I could feel it, like just the power and the confidence and the strength and the protection, or
so Archangel, you know,
the love felt different. Like just, it just shifted everything.
And when you're working with somebody, do you find that Metatron, you know, being of this angelic quantum healing sort of governs it, but then different other angels come in based on what that person needs?
For sure. It's an all hands on deck kind of thing. Like they, whoever wants to step up in a person's, you know, field really does, or they come forward on their behalf. And so sometimes it's not even beings I recognize, because it's, they're so ready for their own guardian angels to be front and center, that it's, you know, presences I've never really experienced before. And I know that they're coming from the person, you know, that I'm with. So, you know, cause there are those angels that are very universal that we all know about, but so the energy of Metatron, I think, is what, in a way, I guess how I would say it is, it's the opening, the portal, right? That's the opening for the portal of the angels then to come through. So
yeah,
just
which
how
is perfect.
He is.
Yeah. Metatron does govern the eighth chakra right above our head, which is the soul star chakra. So it's a gateway, and angels do come into that ninth chakra, come in and down. And it is sort of gateway sort of between that stellar system, the angelic realms, all these energies. And it feels like he does work that energy really, really well. So if you were to kind of give us a sample, like if we were to call in an angelic quantum healing for everyone, just to sort of feel like kind of blessed in the energy,
So it would be, well, let's just, do we have a few minutes to just kind of do it? So for me, I always just kind of, it's always active, but I just take a second to just tune in a little bit. And if everybody, wherever you are, thank you for being with us, and just taking a nice deep, deep inhale, bringing in all of that light that's surrounding you, pausing at the top for just a moment before you release anything that you don't need, anything that no longer serves you. And let's do one more nice, deep grounding breath together, holding that light within us and exhaling anything we no longer need without judgment. And then I would love to just invite all of the energies. This is such a collective energy, I can feel it. So there are actually some really wonderful people joining in with us right now and just tuning in to how we feel, each of us as an individual in our bodies, in our space, imagining ourselves really grounded, this light coming in through our root, funneling up through us, straight out of our crown, inviting in the energy of our guides, angels, guardian angels, the devas, archangels, and I am feeling the divine light of Christ, this pure, angelic, beautiful energy of Divine Mother, and this golden light of the highest truth that exists. This energy of love of God. And then, since you can see me right now, I am feeling the opening in my energy field. And so it almost feels like there's a Merkaba that's being created between my hands. You know, so the Reiki is active, and then the energy of Metatron, it's like this energy ball, and it's going in each and every direction all at the same time. And it starts to expand. It starts to strengthen until it just feels so, so strong. And then wherever you are and however you're feeling, I want you to imagine this energy surrounding you. Whether you step into it or whether you feel it coming over you like a shower. And notice which part of you lights up as the energy starts to come, as the energy does strengthen. Where do you feel it? Is it in your third eye? Do you feel it in your throat? Is there something you've been longing to say? Something that you need to express? Maybe you feel it in your heart, and it's comforting you through a grief. Or maybe it's that pure joy and it's just amplifying it. But notice in your own being where you feel this energy start to, where it wants to go, where it wants to just be for a moment. And holding this space for yourself. And then I am going to just ask that if you are doing this with us, to just go ahead and just have your palms just right above your third eye, just right at that top point of your head. And you can just feel that energy and just asking that simple question of, what do you want me to know in this moment? And it's always that first answer. Anytime we ask our angels anything, anytime we ask of the divine, they will deliver. May not be the answer you were thinking of or hoping for, but you always get that answer. And then we can just together start to move our hands down just to the sides of our neck, our throat. You can really feel that pull. Everybody has a voice, and everybody's voice deserves to be heard. We are all important. Our stories are important, our truths. And then there is room. There is room for everybody. There's room for conversation. There's room.
And then on that note, we're going to have to come to a close.
That's it. It's so fast.
Into our heart, just sealing that energy.
Oh, heart. There you go.
Love energy. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Kate in Light. Rose in Light. .com. You can find my stuff at mywildmagic.com. Thank you so much for being on the call today. It's been a delight.
Thank you so much for having me. That was
so
really
healed, so much better and so healed. So thank you.
That was really going in there.
Okay. Beautiful. Okay. Join us next week.
Thanks for tuning in to My Wild Magic with me, your host, Adrian Cobb. Each one of us has a soul purpose on this earth and a higher purpose full of creative expression and unique soul attributes. Make sure to tune in next week on TransformationTalkRadio.com to continue your journey home to your truest self and pursue the path of unconditional self-love. If you would like to learn more about me, visit MyWildMagic.com. Again, that's MyWildMagic.com.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.